Madam Collector.
Fill dirt agreement, Bradleyville Nazarene Church.
Debbie, any problems with it? Move to approve the agreement by between Taney County and Bradleyville Nazarene Church for fill dirt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Any problems with the next one? Move to, well?
We're good.
Move to approve the fill dirt agreement by between Taney County and Mike Tucker. Is it just Mike, or is his spouse listed on there as well?
Second for discussion. Is that the one that wanted unlimited amounts?
Is that an unlimited fill dirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's just whenever they're in that area, and I mean, it's not, we're not going to be taking stuff from Bradleyville and haul it all the way to.
I just thought I read that somewhere.
What is it, anything over three loads, we make them do a fill dirt agreement?
We still do them up to there, but just to cover us.
Right.
What if you have more than two people in the same area wanting to?
Just try to divide it up.
Divide them.
I don't think we voted, Jim.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Animal control jurisdictional agreement, Village of Bull Creek, number 18002. AC Animal Control. Did we?
I don't think we did.
Did we not do road petitions?
Road petitions? We skipped over that.
Yeah, I'm not sure enough did.
What are these two gentlemen here for?
Oh.
Well, then we'll just do that. We'll move on.
All right, let's move on to park board discussion.
No.
So what?
Animal control. We'll come back up for road petitions.
All right.
Because we have.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, animal control jurisdictional agreement, Village of Bull Creek. I have. I have the agreement.
Travis, have you seen it?
Which one is it?
Bull Creek. The animal control jurisdictional agreement.
I think he went over the agreements before, after.
And they didn't make any changes, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I see it.
Sure.
I just don't know. For each municipality or other jurisdiction, so yes.
I think it was already approved, and nothing was changed from what we had said. I think last week, Bull Creek.
Bull Creek or Rockaway Beach?
This is Rockaway. I think last week it was Bull.
This is Bull Creek.
Yes.
This is Bull Creek.
Oh, I've got Rockaway. Is Bull Creek?
It's Bull Creek.
We did Rockaway last week, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got last week's. Okay. I make a motion that we approve the agreement between Bull Creek Village and Taney County for animal control.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we have animal control jurisdictional agreement between the city of Branson.
Mr. Elliott, before you leave, If there was a... So on the Branson one specifically, I know that in talks that we've had, they've agreed to more of a... probably more than what this actually spells out. Does this in any way keep them from being able to still have those? Or do you know?
I do not know, Commissioner, because again, I reviewed the template to be used with respect to each jurisdiction. So any changes that were made specific to a particular jurisdiction I have not seen. And so I, at this point, I wouldn't know what the particular obligations, either written or unwritten, that would have been agreed to between the county and those jurisdictions would be. So I'm happy to look at that, but I'm not aware.
Because I know we need to get something put in place so that we can, I mean, so that we can have a relationship as far as holding the animals and the stray holds and all those things.
We do, but I had concerns on that when I was hoping that you that might have spoken.
Not recently.
I'd like to make a motion that we hold that until we can check with the parties on it.
Is it going to move to table?
Move to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. So that's tabled.
Yep.
Check just that one?
Yes, perfect. Just the branch of that one. And I can talk to you more about it.
Please.
So we need to move back up to...
No, maybe the park board, because they're here.
The park board. Park board discussion.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you guys say your names for the record, please?
Clint Hilliard.
Olin Tate.
Thank you. I have your sheets with your projects 1 through 4. And we are here to hear the annual, is this the annual report?
Yeah, we're here to seek approval for these projects that we have slated, yes.
Okay. And that is according to your...
Bylaws.
Bylaws, article, duties and responsibilities, section 5, the annual report. Okay.
I just want to do a quick rundown on each project, start with project 1.
Yeah.
Is that the Mincy Park?
Yeah, okay. Start with that. Right. Sorry. Project 1's Mincy Park. It's a $6,500 budget. It's a berm to prevent the sand from coming out into the arena, or from the arena to the ditch by the road. The steel doors for the bathroom, remodeling of the bathrooms, and then just labor to complete the project. The doors down there are about ready to fall out. They're all rotted out, and the door frames and everything. And then on the inside, there's several holes and stuff, and they're going to go in with the county guys, I think, are going to go in with dairy board. And that way it's waterproof, you can just rinse them out and go. So,
okay. Any questions on that?
On the Mincy Park, that's the one that is in the county's name and it has special events there.
Yes.
Does the revenue from those go into the budget?
No, the revenue for if they hold the ropings and stuff, that goes to their park board. Mincy Park has their own park board down there.
Didn't know that.
Do we charge a...
or the, do what?
Their own saddle.
It's a saddle.
Their saddle club, yeah. Sorry, not park board. I mean, they do have a park board, I think, don't they? Don't they have, or is that just Brenda?
That's just Brenda's part of it.
Okay. Okay.
And can they use a public facility and charge for use of that public facility? I guess I'm just trying to think of examples. There are people that use public facilities for like athletic events and charge fees to for the training or for the entrance into that sporting event or for the, so yeah, I guess they can.
So the city park, if I rent the city park facilities, then I pay the city. When I want to use the city park and rent it, I pay the city the fee for it.
I don't think on, I mean, you want to clarify, I don't think on a lot of their events that, do they charge?
I don't think they charge the public to attend, but they do charge the entrance.
They charge entry fees
for like ropings
for different
and
events.
Yeah, for different.
And then they pay that out at the end.
Yeah.
But that's for their saddle club.
That might be something we need Mr. Ellick to look into, just make sure that everything's above board on that. But do you have any concerns on that, or?
I'm happy to take a look at it. I may need a little bit of background. I mean, it sounds to me very similar to like county fair, who might use a city park or a county park.
But I'm assuming there's probably monies from the county, from that being paid to the municipality or to the county or whatever for use of that to turn around and make a profit off of.
Yeah.
I mean, if the saddle club's not giving any monetary value, even if it's a dollar, I'm just saying, and that may be the thing we need to do is, hey, just to make it to where
there's consideration.
Some consideration, yeah.
There was talk on our insurance, like we have, the county does liability insurance. This park is donated to the county, so that we've been paying all the upkeep. In the past, they said that if, when they have a horse show or something, that they should sign a waiver.
Yes, I think you were supposed to get a copy of the waiver that they had come up with.
I have not seen that.
Okay.
But maybe
I'll get a copy from Kimberly.
Like I said, there might be some, maybe it's a dollar, maybe it's not, maybe it's whatever, but there probably needs to be some sort of consideration and probably some sort of hold harmless. There probably needs to be some stuff put in place to protect.
Yeah, I do know on a lot of their
equine specifically. I know they passed a new law in like 94 or 95, the equine law, that there's no liability when it comes to equine specifically. But anything else they do, I don't know. So
yeah, there's posting requirements for the facility that provides you some level of protection.
Protection
it protects you for everything under all circumstances, but certainly for inherently, situations that arise out of an inherent relationship with interacting with an equine. We can have that discussion too.
We have one of those on your channel.
Does it say what it needs to say?
Should. I'll try to get a picture.
We probably just need to have Mr. Elliott look into that with you guys and kind of figure out.